Alright folks, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world and reclaiming your sanity, that's me, Jake Carter. Ever feel like you're constantly plugged in, scrolling through endless feeds, just trying to keep up with the virtual Joneses? I get it, we live in a hyper-connected world where being, always on, seems like the norm. But let's be real, constant connectivity can take a toll on our mental well-being. Today, we're diving deep into something crucial for your mental health. Solitude, that's right, embracing those moments of quiet, just you and your thoughts. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Solitude? Sounds boring, but trust me, this isn't about becoming a hermit living in a cave. It's about intentionally carving out time for yourself, disconnecting from the digital noise, and reconnecting with your inner world. And believe me, the benefits are huge. First up, solitude is a mental recharge. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your brain. Constantly bombarded by information, opinions, and notifications? Yeah, that can get draining. Solitude gives your mind a break from the constant stimulation, allowing you to decompress and process everything going on. It's like giving your brain a much-needed vacation. Secondly, solitude fosters self-awareness. When you're surrounded by people, it's easy to lose touch with your own thoughts and feelings. Solitude gives you space to reflect, introspect, and truly understand who you are. You can explore your values, desires, and goals without outside influence. Ever felt like you were just going through the motions, not really living? Solitude helps you reconnect with your passions and purpose. It's a chance to figure out what truly matters to you and how you want to spend your time. Think of it as taking a deep dive into your own personal universe. Thirdly, solitude boosts creativity. Ever notice how some of your best ideas come when you're alone? That's no coincidence. When you give your mind space to wander and explore freely, that's when the creative juices start flowing. Solitude allows for those aha moments and sparks new perspectives. It's like a brainstorming session with your own brilliant mind. Next up, solitude strengthens resilience. Life throws curveballs, that's just a fact. But solitude equips you to handle challenges with grace and strength. By spending time in quiet reflection, you develop the ability to process difficult emotions, gain clarity, and find inner peace even during tough times. You're basically building your own mental fortress. Finally, solitude cultivates gratitude. When you're constantly surrounded by noise and distractions, it's easy to take things for granted. Solitude allows you to appreciate the simple joys in life, from a warm cup of coffee to a beautiful sunset. It helps you shift your focus to what truly matters and cultivate a sense of contentment. You know that feeling when you've been out all day, running around, and you just need some quiet time to recharge? Maybe you crave a hot bath, a good book, or just 15 minutes of peaceful silence. That's your body and mind calling for solitude. Picture this, you're having a stressful week at work. Deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and you feel like you're drowning in responsibilities. Instead of letting that stress consume you, you decide to take an hour for yourself. You step away from your desk, put on some calming music, and go for a walk in the park. Just listening to the birds singing, feeling the breeze on your face, and watching the clouds drift by. Suddenly, you feel a weight lift off your shoulders. Your mind is clearer, you're more focused, and you have renewed energy to tackle those tasks. See, solitude isn't just about being alone. It's about creating space for yourself to recharge, reflect, and connect with what truly matters. Remember, taking time for solitude doesn't mean abandoning your social connections or retreating from the world. It's about finding a healthy balance, knowing when to engage and when to step back. And trust me, your mental well-being will thank you for it. So, my friends, take this episode as a reminder to prioritize solitude in your lives. Schedule it in like any other important appointment. Whether it's 15 minutes of quiet meditation each morning, an hour-long walk in nature once a week, or a weekend getaway all by yourself. Make time for those moments of peace and reflection. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Want to share your own solitude stories or tips? Head over to our social media pages and let's chat. And as always, thanks for tuning in to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Until next time, stay connected to yourself and disconnect from the noise.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.